Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a discussion and we feel that film is far too easy to watch. There's just way too many options. So we're telling you what you can watch on your terrestrial TV at home. Last week, you gave us what?
Big.
Which was a big film.
Went down very well.
A bit of a memory lane film is what I kind of got off the Instagram.
Yeah.
People seem to have happy memories associated with Big. Have you got a good film for us this week, Ben?
It was a struggle. I'll tell you now, this was a struggle.
No, so surely a Valentine's special, Ben. It's Valentine's Day today. Happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners at home.
There were no films on terrestrial telly on the 14th that were good.
Well, which ones?
You know, like The Notebook?
Oh, it's awful.
So, stuff like that.
I've never seen it.
It's shite.
I've gone a classic. It was a very, very big British film. It's on 14th of February. 6:45 to 9 p.m. Film 4, Daniel Day-Lewis, Helena Bonham Carter, Merchant Ivory, Room with a View.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I think it was the most successful British film for a while, export for a long time. That very good, very well made.
Is it romantic?
Is it? Is it a romance?
Yeah, it is, and it isn't. It's got romance in there. To be honest, I couldn't push myself to pick a romance film that I thought was absolutely bobbins. So I thought, actually, Room with a View is a good pick.
Right, so a quick question for you both then. It is February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Mm.
What is your go-to romantic film to watch with your loved one?
Ooh, go-to romantic film.
I mean, When Harry Met Sally, is that a romance? Because that's your film, isn't it, Jack?
That's my ultimate rom-com film for me, because I think it's real and it's about relationships breaking up and getting back together. I like that and Kramer versus Kramer.
A perfect Valentine's film. Kramer versus Kramer. Perfect.
I don't really have much rom-coms. I suppose Ghost, maybe. I do like that film.
Ghost, that's one.
Is that a rom-com?
Kind of. What would you put on? Come on, Coulson, you've got someone around the flat, you've kicked me out. You're on chaise longue, both on chaise longue. What film are you putting on, Coulson?
He's thinking Christmas films. He's thinking The Holiday, Love Actually. He's thinking that.
I don't know if I would. I don't know.
Four Weddings. Notting Hill.
But they're all obviously like, I'm still thinking of films from my childhood.
Mm.
I don't know. Can you answer it, Ben?
Oh, that finished that section off pretty well.
Yeah, Jack answered, me and Ben refused. So, the other thing we do in this podcast is we send Ben off around the world to find out where in the world you've been listening to the podcast.
Rowboat this week. Tough one, but I just thought I'm going to get in a boat. I'm tired of cycling, tired of going on the train. I've gone Around the World, straight off, I'm not even mucking around, Barbados.
Oof. Haven't we had Barbados?
We are going to get things twice. That's the way the world works. There's no more countries being made. So I'm going to be reading them out a few times, probably. But sometimes the numbers change and make me think, ooh, that's interesting. So I've just thrown out Barbados.
Barbados. I'm gonna hit you with 9.
Oof.
23. I'm going popular on holiday this week. Oof. 23.
23, 9, 107.
No, it's wow. Not.
Yeah, it is. That's why I picked it. I shock you every week.
The cruiser's come in, hasn't it? Left Southampton.
You've just got to get, we're just sailing past. No one getting off, sorry. It's 107.
That's massive, by the way.
Coulson, these are unreal numbers.
Yeah. They're stupid.
No, it's a stupid number. I looked at the thing and I went, no way they'll never get this. They'll never get 107 no for way. Barbados. US Virgin Islands.
Where's that?
What is that?
Well, it's not geography. It's just US Virgin Islands.
Is it an island off the US?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be something random. It's obviously a tiny, tiny island, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've been throwing numbers around like they're going out of fashion. I don't care anymore. I'm just throwing numbers out.
I'm going to go the same price as a Sofa Cinema Club mug. 12.
Ooh.
He's gone 12.
Is Jack going for the bundle?
26. I'm going 26.
That's the bundle with the Patreon discount.
That's what I'm going.
Well done. It's 2.
You can't buy any Sofa Cinema Club merch for 2.
I don't think we've had this. And this was a hell of a row. Sri Lanka.
It's a very popular destination for people travelling, isn't it?
Lots of people who listen to podcasts go, now have I flipped it this week and decided to not do it one and go big again like Barbados? The numbers have been very big recently.
I'll go 6.
Oof. So he's not going tactical.
6.
17.
Ooh. 1. I lulled you in and the crowd love it. It's a 1.
But I don't get why I don't do it, because I used to be so stubborn and just say 1.
Used to be good, because I'll tell you what I did, obviously brilliantly. Teed you up with Barbados at 107.
Yeah, you did.
You lost your heads then.
Yeah, we did.
Game over.
Yeah, we've gone big load on Barbados.
Oh, God.
I've worked out what my romantic film would be.
Okay.
You must have heard of this, Ben. Do you remember Angus Tongs and Perfect Snogging?
Really? Oh. That's your...
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's your go-to?
No, it's not my go-to, but that used to be the film.
Sleepless in Seattle, that's another one, isn't it?
You always go horror when you're with a significant other.
What? To scare them.
It's always someone who'll be like, oh, just put a horror on.
Well, it's that old mentality that they'll be scared and they'll go, oh, I can't look. And they snuggle into your arms and you go, I'll protect you. Is it not that?
A lot of people watch horrors and I'm like, oh, I don't really like them. They scare me a little bit.
The thing about a horror is, do you not like that feeling of when the horror finishes and you think, oh, there could be something in the cupboard, you know? Yeah.
Well, you do it to me.
I know I do.
You do it to me. Jack, you seriously need to get on American Horror Story. Like, yeah, you seriously
I do.
But Ben just tries to scare me all the time. And ever since we were watching the telly and that screw came out of the telly when we were watching that horror, like, since then, my head's gone.
The best one to get you with is when you've gone into the loo with your phone and you're looking at your phone and you'll come back out and the light's off. And you'll come back up.
Where have you gone?
And I go, and you go, don't do that. Don't do that.
The other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home and we hope to find out what you love about Sofa Cinema Club. Ben, what have people been saying this week?
Okay, so this week, so we've got an email. We've gone old school. We've got an email. It's Rebecca Bino Savage. Great name.
Ooh.
Subject line. Fan from Detroit, Michigan, USA. I like that.
The world tour, we've got some destinations, haven't we?
I'll tell you what, we're going to Barbados.
Barbados? We're going to need a stadium.
Hi, Coulson, Ben and Jack. I'm a fan of Coronation Street, brackets, since Gail was engaged to Brian, close brackets. And I'm also a fan of Sofa Cinema Club. I've watched almost all of the movies you've discussed and listened to almost every podcast since you started. I agree with Ben and Jack on about 90% of their movie reviews. The podcast is a good opportunity for me to understand the background and making of history that Jack usually adds to the discussion. I follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I've now realised that I really am a movie fan. Detroit has several good movies filmed here, but not recently. Oh, maybe 8 Mile is an option for your podcast soon. Sincerely, Rebecca Savage, Detroit,
is
Michigan.
8 Mile Eminem?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is it good?
Yeah, but the extras are even better. The DVD extras. Oh, so 8 Mile is about, it's him, it's his rise and how he got to be, you know.
But he's not playing Marshall Mathers, is
he? No, he's not, but it is him. He's not, but it's his story sort of dramatised. But he's not playing him, but it's so close.
Yeah.
You know, he's writing on the bus and whatever. Anyway, when they were filming it, the crowd, it's about rap battles and about them doing raps. The crowd get a bit antsy. And he's obviously miming to some of these rhymes and they're saying them again and again and again because it's a film. So you're saying, you're doing the same scene, aren't you? But they're thinking, the whole point with rap battles is it's meant to be off the cuff.
Yeah.
So they start getting annoyed and shouting at him after like a week of filming. And he goes, right, competition. You all get a chance. You all get a chance on stage to have a go at me. So we'll go through heats. And then we'll go to a final, and the final has to go against me. And you see them do it, and they can't do it. And he is unreal. He's unbelievable. He tears them apart. He's brilliant. And you're like, oh, okay, he really did. But it's a good film, worth a watch. Anyway, thank you. All the way from Detroit, Michigan, Rebecca. Right. Ah, this is tied in brilliantly. Almost like I knew it. I think this explains a lot of our listens in Barbados.
The Barbados rugby team.
The title of this review is Barbados Baby. Love it. 5 stars. It's Sue and George. That's their username. Sue, capital A, and George. Sue and George. I like that. Both of them. I may have just doubled your listens on the island. What a perfect place to listen to your brilliant podcasts. No favourites, you're all great. Wow. I mean, she's listened 107 times.
George has had no fucking say, has he?
George has obviously been off. He must have been on excursions. He's been diving. Sue's been sat around the pool, loving life.
This is one of the Instagram ones. Now, this is interesting because she's digging into slight fact of Jack's here.
Oh, here we
go. No, we're not putting any fingers.
I love a dig out.
Jack's fat.
I love a dig out, especially read out to thousands of people. But we can talk about it because I'm not sure either way personally. It's Tracy Joy 2474. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Tracy. I'm a newcomer to listening to your Sofa Cinema Club podcast after being recommended by a friend. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Really making me laugh, which is so rare these days. I've started from the beginning and I'm working my way to the present day. Whew. I've just listened to Working Girl. Crikey, she's got a fair way in.
Wow, yeah.
And in it, Jack explains that Harrison Ford got his famous scar from a sporting accident that was badly stitched up. However, he actually got the scar when he tried to put his seatbelt on whilst driving, lost control of the car, and crashed into a telegraph pole, slammed headfirst into the steering wheel.
Ah.
There we go.
Yeah, fair enough. I've obviously just got different source from the internet. And obviously the internet does lie. It does.
It ties in very well.
The other thing we do in this episode is we talk about the cinema. And each week we run a competition where we let one of you guys at home win a trip to the cinema on us. Ben, who is this week's lucky winner?
This week's lucky winner is Naomi Bolton from Bristol.
Naomi Bristol from Bolton.
And she's going to The View, Cribbs Causeway. I know it. I do know it. Big cinema. Big cinema complex. She's going to have a great
posh one.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Naomi Bolton.
So hopefully, Naomi, you have a great time and we want to hear from you. Remember to send us your synopsis for next week's episode. Now, unfortunately, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of Extraterrestrial. If you want to watch the film, Ben, what do they have to do?
It's 14th of February. It is Valentine's Day. It's 6:45 to 9 p.m. Maybe a little watch before you have some food. It's film 4, Room with a View.
So that's tonight.
That's tonight.
So it's tonight.
It's tonight.
So if you're listening on your drive to work,
get home fast.
Get home fast. Get the oven on. Get the chicken Kiev in. Bottle of wine on the side. We're watching Room with a View. And then maybe a little horror.
If you really feel like you want more of us free, and why wouldn't you? There is a lot more of us available on Patreon. All you've got to do is head to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. And that's where you will find ad-free episodes as well as two bonus episodes of Sofa Cinema Club. One, where we answer your questions from home. And two, and the second, where we talk about our highlights of Sofa Cinema Club over the past 3 years.
And see.
We're back here on Thursday for our main episode, which is Jack's film, The Horror, Blair Witch Project. So, if you're not too scared, we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.